Is it actually recording this time?
Yeah.
Hello, you beautiful pile of skin and organs. Welcome to Cuts, Bruises and Pink Lemonade. And this is the third time we're trying this podcast, so let's hope this goes right. Because when life gives you lemons, you make a really funny podcast, or at least try to. I'm your host and friend for the next 45 minutes or so, Ms. Mike, but we're all cool here, so you can call me Beth. On the podcast this week, I'm joined by good acquaintance, because friendship is such a commitment, Matt. We're going to spend the next 45 minutes or so talking about video games, the good, the bad and the ugly. So sit back, let us keep you company, and remember, if you want your questions featured in the next episode, head over to Twitter using the hashtag Cuts, Bruises and Pink Lemonade. So Matt, what are your top three most important elements of a video game?
Well, it depends on what kind of game it is. If it's a multiplayer game, then it's got to be gameplay. Because
this is so deja vu.
I know, I'm saying the same thing over again. But yeah, if it's game, like, it has to be gameplay, because if it's bad, then no one's going to want to play multiplayer together.
Yeah, gameplay relating to what though?
Gameplay as in how well a shooter works, how accurate it is, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, for example, Rocket League, like, the controls are so good in that game.
Yeah,
so,
such a good game.
Yeah, so... But for story-driven games, story is the most important thing for me.
Yeah,
and then
to
anything to do with, like the sound. So sound and music together would be next. And then after that... I don't know, gameplay, I guess, it's still a game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you want to be a sound designer for games, right?
Yeah.
Sounds very complicated. It's like...
It's just making noises and putting them in a game.
Yeah, but it's like, it's more than that. It's very science-y and like manipulating sound.
And layering stuff together.
Yeah, that is not what I'm trying to do. So my top three elements of a video game are story is number one, again, because I think that if you have a good story, you're more likely to continue to play it, whereas if it's a kind of crappy story, you can be like, it looks good, but the story's pretty terrible. Number two is the environment. I think that if you're walking around a cool environment, for example, Far Cry 3 to Far Cry 4, Far Cry 3 is more of a jungle, and Far Cry 4 is more like the mountains, and I guess if you like those kind of environments, you're going to be more inclined to play. And visuals, I don't think it's necessarily the most important thing, because like 8-bit games, like old school Mario, still some of like the best games to play.
They're still bringing out games that look like that today, because they age well.
Yeah, but visuals, I like a pretty game. If a game's pretty, I'll just play it, especially if it's like an open world game, I'll play it just to look around.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm weird like that.
People do that.
So what's your genre of choice?
Mostly I like to play a first person game, but not a shooter really. More of a first-person story-driven game, like, for example, Soma, which I played recently.
Soma was intense.
Yeah, like, that's more my bag. I like listening to the sound design and that. It's fantastic the way that is. They've got water sounds, they've got spaceship sounds, they've got everything going all together. So that kind of thing, I like to mess about with that kind of game.
Yeah, I'd probably agree. I mean, I was trying to think about what kind of thing that I was into, and I was, like, definitely open world, because I think the amount of gameplay you get in an open world game is kind of like limitless. But yeah, I was trying to think, do I really like first person shooter games, or is it just the open world games that I play that are story driven happen to be shooters?
Well, I think it can be more immersive in first person.
Yeah.
So like you are that character, you control them, you see it through their eyes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What do you think of when GTA 5 added in the first person? Because not a lot of people use it, a lot of people
It gives me a headache if I watch it, because like if you crash in a car, you just go all over the place. Like,
yeah.
I've only ever played GTA third person, so
yeah,
it's just how it is to me.
I saw that it got released as first person, and everyone was kind of like, oh yeah, I'll play it. And then they're like,
probably play it for about 5 minutes and then whatever.
So what genres do you avoid?
I'm not really much of a puzzle game fan.
Yeah.
I guess that counts. I can play a puzzle game for like 5 minutes and I just get bored. It has to have more substance for me. Other than that, I don't know, I'll play pretty much anything. RTSs, real-time strategy games, where you're like controlling troops with...
fort games where you have to defend your fort.
Not even that. Age of Empires would be one. I'm just not into it where you control an army and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, it seems pretty slow as well.
It's too much going on.
I hate the games where you have to wait real time for things to be completed.
Like Cow Clicker.
Yeah, or like grabbing. Farmville.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh yeah, come back in 6 minutes. Like, yes, no, you're wasting my time.
They make a lot of money with those. Yeah. That's
what
they do.
Yeah. So the genre I tend to avoid would be horror. Although, okay. Saying that, one of my favourite games of this year or last year, I don't know when it came out, was Until Dawn.
Yeah.
And I really didn't want to like it, but it was so good.
It doesn't feel like a game, it feels like a movie.
Yeah, it really does. And then I like, I love the games where the way that you play it impacts the endings. Like multiple ending games. And I always commit to watching every single ending.
Right, yeah. Well, that ties into story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You want to see everything.
And Soma, although I'd say it's more of a thriller.
It's not actually that scary for Soma, really. Yeah. There's a couple of jump scares, but it's not like that company made Amnesia, and it's nowhere near as scary as Amnesia.
Yeah, it was more like psychological about what you would do in a situation where you think you're the last person.
I would recommend it.
I would also recommend it. Sponsor. So what are you currently playing?
I'm currently playing Fallout 4. It came out about a week ago, and I haven't stopped. I've got about 30 hours in it in a week.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot.
So the podcast that we were supposed to put up last Sunday, apologies, we had studio issues. We wanted to talk about Fallout 4 and, what's it called? Rise of the Tomb Raider, because it was out on the day that we were recording it.
Yeah.
But obviously we couldn't, so I can say more
about it now.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to avoid spoilers, but we're definitely going to talk a little bit in detail about both of them. So Fallout 4, what are your first four? Your first thoughts, there we go.
It's like more Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas, but with better graphics and much better gunplay. Like the gameplay for shooting stuff, it's way better.
Yeah.
It actually feels like a game, where in Fallout it just feels like sort of weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that. But no, it's really good. I would recommend it. It's got some bugs at the moment, which will be ironed out.
Which are hilarious.
There's some really hilarious bugs. So, but after that, it'll be good.
So it was out like 7 years after Fallout 3?
Fallout 3, 2008? So
yeah, something like that.
Quite a while ago.
And then was New Vegas after Fallout?
Was 2010.
Yeah, so it's been quite a while.
Yeah, there wasn't much between New Vegas and Fallout 3 in terms of technology.
Yeah.
But Fallout 4 compared to games like The Witcher, it's really behind how it is. But I'd still recommend it. It's really good.
If you like
Fallout 3, you'll like this.
Do you think the hype has kind of helped it or not really?
Hype never really helps anything.
Everyone
brings hype, and then eventually it gets to a point where everyone starts hating the hype.
Yeah.
And then no one wants it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it helped it. Well, it didn't need to help it. Everyone loves Fallout.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the TV advertisements and stuff, it kind of got you excited, and the way that they subtly, and they kind of kept a lot to themselves until day release.
When they announced it, it was at E3, Bethesda had a thing, and everyone knew they were going to announce Fallout at this E3. Everyone knew it was coming, and they did it, and then they said, actually, it's coming out this year, and that just blew everyone away.
Yeah.
So that's why the hype was so high, because it came out so quickly after they announced it.
Yeah, see, I played Fallout 3 for like
5 minutes.
Literally. And just, I hated it. I hated the combat.
Dated.
I hated the VATS combat, and that it was very much like a list of instructions that you put in and then it completes them. I like the fact, and I just felt like it felt dated, definitely.
It does feel dated, but Fallout 4 feels similar to it, so. I don't know.
Yay.
But you don't really like RPGs that much, do you? And there's a lot of RPGs going on. There's a lot of stats and stuff going on behind the scenes that are important. So, yeah.
Have you looked at Rise of the Tomb Raider? Because I know you can't play it just yet.
I've seen a bit of it. I know that it really didn't sell well because of Fallout.
Yeah. See, so I thought, from what I've heard, I thought it was Xbox exclusive, but then you corrected me.
Oh, no, it's Xbox, like, until it'll come out next year on PC and PS4.
Right, yeah. And I just thought that was kind of a silly move, considering.
Definitely.
Yeah, because if you're going to go up against one of the biggest games of the year, at least have everything ready to blow people's minds.
I don't think they expect. I think what they wanted to do, because you know Uncharted is seen as the PS4 game, and Xbox wanted that so they'd have both come out at the same time, but Uncharted got
delayed.
So, and they ended up bringing their game out on the same day as Fallout. I don't think they wanted to do
that. Yeah, because wasn't Uncharted supposed to be out in like November?
Yeah, like now, around now. So,
and now it's like March, right?
Yeah. So I think that's what happened. It's just turned out I think it sold about four times less than Fallout.
Yeah. See, I loved the... Not the first Tomb Raider, the last Tomb Raider game.
The reboot.
Yeah, and I don't know, I thought it was really cool. And the British accent kind of threw me off a little bit. And the dying.
Oh, the dying. It's so gruesome. Like, when the bit where she's falling down a waterfall and she hits a spike and it just goes through her neck.
Yeah.
And she's dead.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's pretty bad.
But with the new Tomb Raider, obviously I went to the internet to find out what people thought about it.
Yeah.
And people said that the more realistic they made her look, the uglier she got.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, that's quite weird. That's what you get when you want realism, you get.
Yeah, I really don't like the new Lara Croft.
I haven't seen much. I haven't noticed a difference.
Well, she seems shady, so. So the game I've just finished playing, Life is Strange, which I seem to talk about every single podcast. And I can't really talk in detail about it because it is very much like a linear story-driven game. So,
episodes as well.
Yeah, to say anything would spoil it. But now I'm playing Remember Me, which is a game by the same people that made Life is Strange, and I like it so far. Although combat, it works on combos, so it's basically like you're button mashing, and I don't know, you don't feel like you're accomplishing much, but generally I like the environment and the story to it, so it's all good.
Is that game Capcom?
Yeah.
Yeah, also.
What is your favourite console?
I'm a PC gamer, so none of them.
But if you had to pick your favourite console?
I'd pick a PS4 because they get more exclusives. They get the games from Japan that I might want to play. They seem to have, compared to Xbox, they have just way more going for them. Xbox have Halo, but like PlayStation, they've got Uncharted and they've got that was the one by the same people that made Uncharted. I forgot it. Yeah, and then they've also got, because Sony, they're owned by Sony, so they've got all the Japanese stuff.
Yeah.
The JRPGs that I might want to play, maybe.
Like
Final Fantasy.
Have you played the PlayStation 4 yet?
Yeah, my stepbrother has one, so I play it when I go over there sometimes.
Yeah, so with the PlayStation 4, I am about to get one.
Yeah, you should probably get one.
Because the PlayStation exclusive games, even though I've seen them played through and I know exactly how they end, I have to play them for myself, like Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls. Uncharted I'd like to play, I think it looks really cool.
Yeah. They brought the Uncharted collection on PS4, all the three games, the three previous games on PS4, I think that's what happened.
So when did the first Uncharted come out?
A while ago, early PS3 game.
Oh.
Early-ish.
Yeah. I also like the PlayStation 2, not because I thought the console was particularly amazing, but because Ratchet & Clank, and that's all that needs to be said.
I think everyone had a PS2, everyone on their dog had a PS2.
Yeah, I think so.
It was the thing. I had a PS2 and a GameCube, and I only used the GameCube for Nintendo games, like Smash Bros and stuff. So yeah, PS2 was everything else.
Yeah, I also had the GameCube written down in case I wanted to talk about that, but I feel like I gushed too much about the GameCube, so we'll move on. What do you think are the most memorable game characters?
Characters? I don't know. I seem to when I play a game, I'll love the character and stuff, and then afterwards I just forget.
Yeah.
Also, if you're playing a game like Fallout, I guess I've got Fallout on the brain. The characters are like, your character is you.
Yeah.
And all the other characters are sort of side characters. So it's like, I do like in Fallout your dad, because he's voiced by Liam Neeson, and it's really cool.
Yeah, is that Fallout 3?
Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Right at the start, like the first bit is your dad, and he's Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I have to say I didn't recognise the voice. Although, which is kind of shameful. So apart from Mario, which is obviously the one, I had Wheatley Down from Portal.
Oh, okay.
He's think
a psychopath.
Yeah. And I've never been so betrayed in a video game. Because Wheatley is like your little companion that takes you around all the test chambers and is like with you by your side the whole time. And then in Portal 2, spoiler alert, he turns into the enemy.
He's not in Portal 1. He's not in Portal 1.
At all?
No.
Oh, I thought he was.
And he's voiced by Stephen Merchant.
I know, which is just, it was such a perfect fit as well. I think it just worked. Yeah. Who else did I have down? I had Vaas from Fallout 3.
Yeah, he's
Fallout
like
3? Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 3. He's the bad guy.
The bad guy that isn't the proper bad guy.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed by the proper bad guy.
Who was the proper bad guy?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He was this guy that you only saw like briefly and then you had to kill, but it was like he was like Vaas's boss.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think like the definition of insanity was kind of like that's pretty well known, and I think he looked like the ultimate villain. Like he looks like what you want in a villain, so I put him down. The girl and the guy, Ellie and thingy from The Last of Us.
That was the game I was trying to think of.
The Last of Us.
Yeah, PlayStation.
What was his name? Joel. Joel and Ellie.
Joel, yeah.
Yeah. Someone said on Twitter, and I was like really, like totally into it. They were like, whenever I play Tomb Raider, I just imagine Lara Croft is the older version of Ellie from The Last of Us. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the worst game you've ever played?
Worst game I've ever played, probably like a mobile game.
If we were to talk about big games,
no effort. I don't know. I remember on PS2 I had the Madagascar game for the film Madagascar. Lasted about 2 hours and it was over, and it was like broken to the whole film, the game.
Oh, great. Sounds
yeah, I wouldn't recommend any movie game, to be honest.
Yeah, see, I was thinking of getting Avatar for Xbox, but then was just like, just don't even, because Avatar's my favourite film, and I was like, I just can't.
That'll ruin it.
Yeah. So I got down Kirby's Adventure, and I think that was the name, I didn't even bother Googling it, but it was for the Wii, and...
Oh.
Yeah, and I played it for an hour and a half and it was done. I played it with my sister and we were like pretty excited because Kirby's really cute. But we didn't realise just how easy it was.
Yeah.
And so it kind of felt like, oh good, we've got this new game. Oh wait, and it's finished.
Yeah.
I think they're the worst.
I like the Kirby's Epic Yarn because it's really cute.
Oh yeah, and I like the new Yoshi yarn.
Yeah, it's like
thing.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
That was
it's
it.
Very,
yeah.
They're very similar games. They're just really cute.
So
they're very easy, but they're so cute as well.
Yeah.
So.
Underrated games or games that have kind of been forgotten.
I don't know. You go first.
Okay, so I had down LA Noir, as you said. That's how I say it. Because I think the technology that they used to make the game is like the best. Like they had the voice actors wear like a mouthpiece so it would pick up like the text, how they said certain things. Which is one of my hates whenever I play a game. I hate like looking at someone talking, but then their mouth doesn't match up to what they're saying, which I guess isn't really like the main concern when they have a budget. They're not like, oh, we better make sure the mouth matches what they're saying. But I don't know, I think that because they had that, I think it worked really well. And I liked that it was set in the 70s?
Way earlier.
1940s?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, 1940s, yeah.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? The characters as well, I thought the story was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've played most of that, and it, I don't know why I stopped.
Why did you not finish it? Because you say that...
I think I moved on to something else.
You should play again.
Maybe I should. Yeah, but I have to go back to the Xbox 360 and it's all...
See, the thing that I didn't like about LA Noir is that I love the environment so much, and I love like just like driving around the city. But once you finish the game, to go back around the city, you have to start a brand new game.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted it like open world games where you just continue playing but there's like nothing left to do.
Yeah.
So that was kind of annoying. So underrated games.
Yeah, I thought Final Fantasy 13. People don't like that game because it's not like a classic Final Fantasy game in that like you can't. It's not very. A lot of the old ones, even the old ones, were open world-ish. You could go wherever you wanted, sort of. This one's extremely linear. You can't go anywhere except the one path.
Oh,
but I thought the story was good enough as it was going that I was enjoying it. And I thought, I don't have to think about the path I'm taking. I could just enjoy the ride I'm on.
Yeah.
I've only got through half of it, so I don't know. I think people say that at the end it does open up and then become more open. But I think it's quite good, but people hated that.
Yeah.
Because it was so linear.
Yeah.
So looking forward to the next. Yeah.
Watch Dogs, I think, was slightly underrated, and people had like a lot of issues with it. But I really liked the idea of it. I thought the whole hacking idea was really good. And I liked it set in Chicago. We're set in Chicago, right? Let's say yes to make me not like an idiot. although I think the issue I had was with the story, because Aiden Pierce, who you play as, is pretty, like, he's easy to dislike.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether you, like, root for him throughout the game or whether you really care that much. Although there was a woman in there that you become friends with, and spoiler, she dies.
Oh, no, I was going to play
that. Oh, no, I was going to play that game from, like, 2 years ago.
Not that long ago.
Is it not?
No, I mean, 2 years isn't that long ago.
Yeah, well, it is when you're 17. Sorry, that was a dig.
Yeah.
so she dies, and you, as in every game, you think one of the main characters, they're going to stay alive regardless.
Yeah.
But she dies, and there's nothing you can do to stop it, and so that sucks.
Yeah.
So if you were in a nuclear war and became the last character you played as, who would you be, and how long would you survive?
Well, that isn't that funny. I would be my character in Fallout in a nuclear war, who is surviving pretty well. I think that's kind of cheating. If I wasn't going with that, I'd go with my car in Rocket League.
how long would you survive?
I'd probably forever, because I'm a car.
They take quite a beating as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do explode if another car crashes into you, but they're pretty durable.
Yeah. I'm surprised that game blew up quite the way it did.
Oh, it's so good. They just brought out mutators for it, so now you can change how the ball is. So you can make the ball a cube.
Oh,
or
right.
You can make it a massive beach ball, or you can make it a tiny ball that goes really fast. And they're going to bring out ice hockey mode soon as well. So they're putting... There's so many people are playing it as well. It's like
Who made the game? Like an indie?
It's an indie game, but it just blew up. The amount of people playing it, because it's cross-platform between PS4 and PC, so there's always someone playing it all the time. So it's just good.
It looks like the kind of thing you'd want to do in real life.
Yeah, the thing with it, it's easy to play, hard to master.
Yeah.
So, like, there's all sorts of strategies. Because, if you don't know what it is, it's a football game with cars.
Oh, yeah, we probably should have mentioned that.
Yeah, it's just a game of football with cars. So you can, like, flip your car and hit the ball, like, harder.
Yeah, speed boost.
You can't really dribble with it. You just sort of hit it where it goes.
Yeah.
But when you first play, you think, how do I ever hit the ball? And eventually when you start doing jumps and flying off the wall and all sorts.
So. I imagine, like, playing... like against other people would get really competitive.
It does, yeah. There are a lot of people, I get a lot of messages. Like, not normally to me, but I see messages to other people because they're bad.
Yeah. So you would be a car, and you would last. How do cars do in nuclear war? Not very well.
They're all blown up.
Yeah. So
not
good luck.
Too well, yeah.
If I was to go on the game that I last like fully played, I really just want to say, because one of the games I played really recently was Lara Croft.
Yeah, you do all right.
But yeah, and I do fine, but that wasn't the last person I played as. The last person I played as was Nilin from Remember Me.
Yeah, you're dead.
And yeah, I think so too.
There's not many children about.
I know, and I don't think the combos are going to help. And being able to search through people's memory is going to help particularly. So yeah, I'm pretty screwed. If the last weapon you used was your only way of survival, what would you have and how long would you survive?
Last weapon I used? I think I've got a pretty good laser rifle. So they're pretty... I've got no ammo though, so without ammo. I can hit people with it.
Yeah.
So, not...
Just pistol whip.
Yeah, if it's just rad roaches, then I can get them. But no, probably not too long without much ammo.
Is it true that cockroaches would survive a nuclear war?
If you go by Wall-E, yeah.
And like just generally, apparently.
I think they've been around since prehistoric time. So they might. If they're like underground, they might not get killed straight away. So yeah, maybe. I wouldn't put it against them.
So my last weapon, if I was to go by Tomb Raider, would be a bow and arrow. And if I was to go by Nilin, it would be my fists. So like I said, let's not get me in a nuclear war.
Yeah.
And let's not turn me into a video game character because, nope.
I don't think anyone would do too well in that kind of world. It's kind of the point.
Which characters would... Is there any characters in games that would just slay? What about... the guy from Mad Max. Or Snake, wouldn't he do well?
So the big boss, he'd do alright. He's got all these gadgets and stuff, so he'd probably... But the problem is radiation.
Yeah, so I guess like you're going to get affected by radiation regardless.
You're going to get got by radiation, yeah.
So stealth or guns blazing, how do you prefer to play your games?
I like to try stealth, but then I inevitably fail. And
you get bored.
Just,
and
yeah,
just if change.
I play Metal Gear Solid 5, I'm so slow at it because I try and stealth it. I've not got very far because I don't want to go in guns blazing.
Yeah.
So I've tried to stealth. But
are you still playing that, by the way?
Not since Fallout came out.
Ah, there you go.
So I'll probably go back to it, though. It is really interesting. But yeah, I prefer stealth, but I'm no good at it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I tend to play a bit both. It depends. Like, if there's like a lot of enemies, I'll tend to just get the grenade launcher and just be like, bye.
Well, sometimes you got to commit to it. Because, like, if you've got to choose skills or something, you can either choose your guns blazing skills or your stealth skills.
Yeah, so you kind of have to plan depending on what game you're playing.
Maybe play the game a couple of times and do a different play style each time.
Yeah, I do like stealth, although it gets me very anxious. Like, when I'm, like, creeping behind someone, I'm like, oh, don't turn around.
Definitely.
So what is your stealth weapon of choice?
Normally, you just get behind them and stab them in the throat.
So just a knife?
Yeah, or in Hitman, they've got, like, that wire. Choke them
out. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
I'd say a bow and arrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you don't have to be too close.
Barbaric.
Yeah, but like headshots. And they seem to do a lot more damage than guns.
That's a video game thing, I think.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean, though? Like, in a game, if you get someone with, like, you get them with two arrows, then they're dead. And then you shoot them with, like, 10 bullets, and it's like, oh, dead.
Yeah, but in a video game, you can shoot someone in the foot and they'll die.
Yeah, and like in Far Cry, if you like get burnt alive, you'll pull a bullet out of your arm.
Yeah, and then put bandage around your arm.
And then if you need to fix your car, you just blow torch the seat, which, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep, exactly.
Makes so much sense.
What is your guns blazing weapon of choice?
In Fallout, if there's like a load of people, I'll get out the Fat Man, which is a mini nuke launcher, take out most of them, and then go in with like a laser pistol or a pistol and finish them off.
I think I'd be the kind of person that would like throw a grenade, but then like somehow it would like bounce off a wall and then come right back to me and then I'd die.
Yeah.
And it'd be really hilarious, but yeah, it wouldn't do very well.
Not if you did.
or a machine gun.
Yeah.
I've got like a machine
standard.
Gun. Yeah, because it's not like you don't have to be accurate at all and you just have like the quantity of bullets.
As long as you've got the ammo or like a minigun or something, that'd be pretty fun.
The worst thing is when you're out of ammo for a machine gun. Because, like, now what?
Yeah.
What, so if you were to have a weapon holster, and you had three slots, what type of weapons would you put in?
Well, you'd want to go with a different one for each one, wouldn't you? So you got all situations. So you'd have, like, either a rifle or an automatic rifle for your main one. Have a pistol for close stuff. And then a sniper. Definitely.
Yeah, I do like a good sniper. That tends to be what I go for, just because I'm a coward and don't like to get too close.
Yeah, definitely.
But a pistol, I have to say, in every single game I've played where I have like only like a certain amount of weapons that I'm able to use, I never use a pistol. It seems ridiculous.
I like getting headshots with pistols.
I like getting headshots with bows and arrows.
Well, if you've got like a revolver, it's like having a sniper but close up. So
I disagree.
All right.
What games have you excited for the new year?
Final Fantasy 15 comes out. I don't know much about it, but I quite like them. I quite like their style, and it seems open world this time rather than linear.
Yeah.
And people seem to think it's going to be good. There's like driving and stuff in it, and it's set in an alternate history type thing. Well, they all are, but it's sort of set where there's like medieval knights but also technology.
So is it like a period based game?
It's set in some weird Japanese land.
Oh, there we go. So it could be from
it could
time.
Be I think they
it could
just
be from
it
the future.
But looking at it looks really good. Like the graphics are gorgeous for it, and it just looks like every now and then I like to play a long RPG, and I think next year that could be if it's good. I hope it comes out on PC, otherwise I'm not going to play it. But yeah, generally.
I'm excited for Uncharted 4.
Yes.
Well, I was going to be excited for it this year, but clearly not. I don't really know what big games are due out next year. I don't know what's
been
announced.
Yeah, it seems like all of them just came out.
Yeah.
So you had Halo, you had Fallout.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah, thinking about it, there's not much I'm excited for next year. I guess whatever comes out. There's probably going to be some indie game that'll blow up.
Yeah.
Amazing. Happens
hopefully,
every year.
Yeah.
So.
What was I going to say? I can't remember. Let's move on. Music has become a big part of games now. Why do you think that is?
Music.
Yeah.
It sets a tone, doesn't it? And if you've got like a... Well, it's like with movies. A lot of games are like movies these days, and movies always have a soundtrack, don't
they?
Yeah. So they're going to have... They're going to want to make it to be like a movie. It can add emotion. And music alone will make me tear up, so...
Yeah.
Like, it just adds to everything.
Yeah, it gives you, like, goosebumps as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, it really does set the tone of the game. So, like, you know if something's going to go wrong if the music either cuts out or, like, becomes, like, dramatic or whatever. The worst thing is when you're playing a horror game and the music just completely cuts out.
Oh, no, that's the worst. then you're in a horror film and it's awful.
Yeah.
Until Dawn does that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I thought of something for an underrated game that I should have said earlier.
Okay,
no one's going to have heard of it. It's called To the Moon.
Oh yeah, that game.
Yeah, it's like a little. It was made in RPG Maker, so it looks like an old SNES game. And it's just basically a visual novel, so it's not a game really. It's just like a story.
Right.
But it's so like the music reminded me. The music's so good. It's got this heart. The story's so heartfelt and really sad. It's about this guy who's, I think he's on his deathbed or he's gone mad and he's dying. So these people go into his memories to give him a good memory before he dies.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It's so sad. I would really recommend it, but it just really underrated. No one's heard of it.
You've just reminded me of an underrated game that I didn't mention that you told me to check out, and I did, and I watched it all in one go because I feel like you have to. Gone Home.
Okay.
It's called.
Yes.
Such a good game. When did it come out? A couple of years ago now, right?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
Yeah, and it's about so you've just been away for like a year or so, and you just return home, and no one's there, but you find letters from like your sister and like voicemails and stuff.
Yeah.
And from there, you try and piece together what's happened.
And it sounds like something's gone really wrong.
Yeah.
When you get home.
Yeah, and it's just such a good story game. So I say if you haven't watched it, go and watch it or play it, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's gonna be no spoilers.
Yeah, I wouldn't spoil that
it's
one. It's
so good.
It's kind of integral to the whole thing.
Yeah. What is your favourite game soundtrack?
Soundtrack. Oh yeah, To the Moon is one of them, definitely. It's got, I don't know, it's just got this, there's this one bit in the game where most of the music's all like synth based and it's just like nice kind of video game music. There's one bit where there's like an actual song played on piano with an actual singer. It just seems out of place, but it's like in this cutscene. I just cried. It just set everything off and it was just, ugh. But other than that, any Final Fantasy game has a fantastic soundtrack. It's just that and Chrono Trigger. I'm saying all really old games now.
Yeah.
But they basically made soundtracks in games important. Like,
yeah.
They just set the scene for everything. Like, a lot of people, if you showed them a certain song, they'd just think of this game, like especially Final Fantasy VII. Aerith's theme is very popular.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like, yeah, they're up there, like the old Japanese RPGs.
Yeah, see, for me, I'm still in love with the Life is Strange soundtrack,
yeah.
And I've kind of been playing it quite a lot because it's like largely acoustic, so like a lot of it there isn't even vocals, but the ones that do have, like, it is like a proper song. It just fits so well within where it is in the story.
Yeah.
But then I also think that a good soundtrack, which I'm going to mention shamelessly, is Sims, because you can spend hours on Sims. And you don't get irritated by the music. The music's just kind of there, and it adds.
I can recall it as well.
Yeah, and it adds a because they use it quite a lot on the Great British Bake Off, and I notice it all the time. And I look at my sister, and we're both like Sims music.
Yeah, another soundtrack. Like the games, a lot of games I play for BioShock and Fallout. They seem to have this like 50s style because they're all set in that time period. So I hear a lot of 50s music or 40s and 50s music, and especially BioShock Infinite, which is actually set in the 20s. But the whole thing about that is that like, a guy can see through time, and he's stealing songs from the future and making them sound 20s.
Right.
So there's one bit where the song Tainted Love is played in a really 50s, 20s style. So it's just really weird. It's like ragtime, and it's it's just they've just taken these songs you've heard. There's also Girls Just Want to Have Fun, like, but in like a, you know, like when you hear it on the beach with like accordions and stuff.
Yeah.
It's in that style. It's just really cool. You hear all that stuff. So yeah, Bioshock Infinite's up there as well.
Yeah, another one you just reminded me of is LA Noir's sound. Okay, right. Their soundtrack, because it's based in the 1940s and it uses a lot of 1940s jazz.
Yeah, it seems to be popular to go to that time period.
And last year I had an assignment to do an EP.
Okay.
Like just produce an EP of, you know, whatever style you wanted. So I decided to fuse hip hop with the LA Noir soundtrack.
That's pretty wild.
And it sounded really good, if I do say so myself. But like the 40s jazz just had like a really nice tone to it, and it really fit with the like a detective type game. So yeah. Have you ever had a crush on any video game character? If so,
it's a weird question. I remember like when I played on the PS2 Kingdom Hearts, and there's a little. I don't think it was a crush as such. It's just like it's a character that I liked and I wanted to save her. Like it was a girl called Kairi.
Yeah.
It was like she's the main reason that the whole plot goes off because she disappears or something. I don't think I was quite young, so I don't think it was a crush or anything. I just think. Yeah. Just wanted to save her.
Yeah, I get that quite a lot in games where like I get really invested in characters.
Yeah.
And I have a trust, like I trust people in games really fast. And I'm just like, oh yeah, they'd never disappoint.
And now you're thinking twice, aren't you?
Yeah, because of Wheatley.
Yeah.
Stephen Merchant completely ruined my video game life. I think, like I said, I was young too. Link.
Yeah.
He's very pretty. He's a very pretty man.
Yeah. And have you seen that they've... this is completely off topic, I'm sorry.
Female Link.
Yeah.
I did see
Linkle.
It looks terrible. I'm just going to...
It just looks like fan service, to be honest.
And Toon Link.
Oh, he's cool.
So cute.
He's cute.
Like, just beyond cute. What is one thing video games have taught you?
I don't know, not to always go in guns blazing, because sometimes there's an option where, like... you might want to talk it out instead. Yeah. You can mess up some things with that. I guess that would be a good lesson, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, take your time to look around.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, especially for, like, the story-driven games whereby it's, like, your choices impact how things work out. I think it's important that you understand the full picture before you make certain decisions. So like in Life is Strange, gonna use that again, you have the option to, you have the opportunity to save one of your best friends from killing herself by jumping off the roof of the school.
Yeah.
And in order to save her, you have to know her really well.
Okay.
And so you have to like look around her room and then quote Bible things and say, oh yeah, what about your dad when he said this? So I think that's what it taught me, because I got to the point where I'd answered every single question right and I was on the last question and I didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
So naturally I Googled it because I didn't want her to die.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say take your time. And plus, I made the mistake of when Far Cry 4 came out, I wanted to play it as quickly as possible. I wanted to be like, oh yeah, I've finished it in this many hours.
I have that problem.
Terrible decision, because I didn't have a game to play afterwards. Yeah. So it was just kind of like, oh, just ruined it all.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
If you could turn any game into a film, what would you choose?
Definitely Bioshock, because the setting set underwater, it's set in the 50s, but in an underwater city that was built by like a rich dude. And it's really corrupt and it just goes to shit, basically.
That'd be really difficult to film.
Exactly. They did try to do it, and I think Guillermo del Toro was involved with it, but it's just so ambitious, there's no way. But it would be so good, because it's really dark, and it would have to be an 18 as well, because it's really quite violent. But yeah, just that kind of atmosphere. I think it would work really well as a film, but it would just be a tough ask. You'd need like Star Wars budget to do it.
Yeah, I think that would work pretty well. I had Portal down, because I think you wouldn't necessarily have to go with you would go with the test chamber things, but I think you could take it to a film type.
Yeah.
You could take it down that route and then make it more psychological, as in GLaDOS isn't actually a physical thing, more of like a voice in your head or whatever.
What if they did it on Ratman, the dude in the that writes The Cake Is a Lie?
Yeah.
Or if they made the film about him, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, or Cave Johnson, because let's be honest, he's pretty cool. His voice is the best.
Yeah, He's voiced by someone big, but I can't remember, so it doesn't matter.
If you were to make a game, what genre and style would it be?
I'd make it would be a story driven, like a Bioshock or a Half-Life or something. Just, I don't know, something. I just want something along the lines of Bioshock again, because I know that their company's disbanded, so there probably won't be another one, but I just want another Bioshock game.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when you finish, like, I was so reluctant to finish playing Life is Strange because I liked it so much.
Yeah, I heard people do that. I can never do it myself, but I read about someone that they stopped playing a game for months because they didn't want it to finish.
Yeah,
what's the point when you get to that?
Yeah, I waited like a month to finish Life is Strange because I did the fourth episode and then I did half of the fifth episode,
right,
and then went to sleep and then was just like, I don't want to finish it.
But didn't out in episodic anyway?
Yeah,
it came out in
chunks. When I started playing it, I think they already had three episodes released. Oh, okay. So I had to wait for four and five.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked it. I liked the anticipation of waiting for the next one. And the fact that everyone gets it at the same time, so everyone's roughly in the same place.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I was to make a game, I'd make an open world shooter.
Well, you would.
Set today, whereby you fight the Illuminati. Because
wow. Can you put like Scientology in there as well? All that, that weird stuff.
Let's make it like historic, because... Because let's just educate the children here.
Yeah.
That's the real goal here.
Right.
Do you think that'd be really good though?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have Ubisoft syndrome.
I think it'd be very like memey though. the internet would just go crazy for it.
Yeah, we'll make a game and it's just memes.
Yeah. Although they have kind of made that. Have you seen that game?
What game?
I don't know what it's called, but it's like 420 Blaze It MLG. Best game ever.
Well, I've seen mods that are like
you basically like run around shooting people, and every time you shoot people you get Mountain Dew and Doritos.
No.
And then the final boss is Shrek.
That's fantastic.
And then there's just like sirens and then like people on screen and and you have like Snoop Dogg dancing. And
what kind of game is it?
It's just like a really stupid indie game that people kind of heard about. And
I've seen mods that are like that. I've seen like a Fallout mod that's similar, that puts that kind of stuff in there.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
Kind of annoys me.
Very funny.
Sometimes.
If you had to become a character of a game, which video game would you fit in at?
If I was to become a character, probably probably an NPC that isn't a main character that gets killed.
In what game?
Anything open world, like a bystander in GTA that gets run over.
Yeah.
I think that's fitting. I don't think I can offer much.
You'd just be there, that's kind of like in the background of a cutscene to a mission.
Yeah, or one that glitches out and walks in the way of the camera. Something like that.
Yeah, just the one that everyone kind of notices but doesn't really take.
Yeah, I'll be that person.
So I kind of wrote this question and didn't really think about an answer. So I don't know where I'd want to be.
It'll be a classic bystander that gets wrecked.
I'd quite like to. Where would I fit in at? I did say Mario Kart, but not because I like driving or I'm particularly great at it. Just because I think that the whole idea of it being so competitive is very cool, and the fact that you can just go from like the happiest person in the world because you're in first to like anxiety because you hear that noise behind you and you know that someone's got like a blue shell.
Yeah, and you can do nothing about it.
Exactly.
And then it's all over.
Yeah, that's the worst. Like, that's how you ruin relationships with people.
Yeah, or at Mario Party, which is just worse, actually.
Have you heard about, I don't know if it's already out or whether it's coming out, they wanted to make a new Animal Crossing game. Animal Crossing was pretty good.
They did bring out one.
And then they had it like Mario Party, but Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. It's all that well.
Oh, that's why I didn't know it was out.
I think it came out, and they brought the DS game at the same time.
It's just a poor idea.
And instead of bringing out amiibos, they brought out these little amiibo cards.
Because I thought... Oh, so is that when they brought out the Animal Crossing amiibo?
Oh, is there an... No, that was for Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah, true.
They might have brought out... what's the name? The little dog. Yeah, you played out of it. Isabel, that's it. Isabel,
the blonde dog.
Yeah, she's like the mayor or something. She's like the secretary of the town.
I liked Tom Nook.
Yeah, he's cool. Little
he is bae.
Tanuki.
Yeah, he's super cute. But I thought that was kind of a poor idea, because I think once you play Mario Party like a couple of times, you've kind of played it.
Yeah, and it's also not as good as Mario Party. It's more like Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't really.
They should bring out a new Animal Crossing game. It would sell. I don't know why they haven't done it for the Wii U, but I don't think the Wii U's going anywhere. I don't think they're going to bring out anything special.
No, I'm excited for the new console next year.
Yeah,
they're announcing it next year, right?
I think they're going to put everything into that because they're really behind in terms of console. It needs to be on par with the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Yeah, because it's really behind on technology as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they're trying to innovate so much that they're kind of failing to do the basics, yeah. I think.
The Wii U's on par with the Xbox 360. It's a generation behind basically the Wii U.
Yeah.
So they need to really do. But the 3DS has kept them afloat, so.
Yeah.
And they've also gone into mobile games now. They've brought out Pokemon Shuffle.
Oh, have they already bought something out?
Yeah.
Everyone's just waiting for a Mario game, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, there's a new Zelda game that's in the works.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Although, being Nintendo, it's probably going to be like, it's not going to be free, is it? It's probably going to be like, oh.
Well, I mean an actual Nintendo game for a console.
Oh, okay.
But they've got that Pokemon game that's like, you, in the real world, you go to actual places.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this, yeah.
It's like geocaching, but with Pokemon.
Yeah, and then like when you're in like big crowded areas, you can see who's around and what Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah. So the new Wii console, new Nintendo console. There we go. Aren't they fusing together a handheld device with a console?
It seems like the kind of thing they might want to do. I don't know if it would work that well. I know that they want to have Android technology in it, so then it might be able to have Android apps on it, stuff like that. I know they want to really try and get their fans back, basically.
Yeah.
So
I think it made sense when they started to incorporate the GameCube controllers with the Wii U, because so me and my sister play Smash quite a lot for the Wii, and for like a really long time she didn't have a GameCube controller, so she was using the Wii remote.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, you're just button mashing and hoping that something does something.
I don't even like playing on the 3DS that much compared to a GameCube controller.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, I think the GameCube controller was really good. It's kind of like cheaply made.
It does feel that way, but it feels good to hold.
Yeah.
The buttons are weird. They're in weird places, but they're in good positions.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm going to have to get used to using the Steam controller eventually, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. So the new Steam controller doesn't actually have the, what are they called?
Thumbstick. It has one thumbstick, but it's got two trackpads like on a laptop.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
Yeah.
And then you said that it feels as if you have a joystick, right?
Yeah, it like has haptic feedback, so it'll vibrate and move, so you can sort of feel it.
And
you can make it like a ball as well.
And you said that the triggers were like buttons.
The triggers have two like bits, so you got one that will do a thing, and then if you pull it all the way, it'll do another thing. So you can have it so it aims on one, and then on the full pull, it shoots. So you can have more hands free to do more things. It's a very PC gaming way to do it, because with a keyboard, you get a million buttons to do a million things.
It's like the new Xbox One controller, where you have all the different like paddles.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's similar. You can customize it and stuff like that. It has the paddles on the back as well.
Yeah, I think that I'd just be confused by all the buttons. That I think once you are comfortable with your setup in a game, I think you're gonna be.
You just learn it, and that's how it is.
It's gonna be like super easy, but I think playing it for the first couple of times, you're pretty screwed.
Yeah.
You're just gonna be like, what does this do?
Yeah. I think it'll be fun though to mess about with it.
Yeah, I agree. So we've come to the end of the podcast. Thanks, Matt, for not
it's
being
all right.
Boring. Yay.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, I'll have to check.
I'm like,
I'll have to edit you out.
I'm like go-to nerd to talk about video games.
Exactly. I had fun though.
Yeah, it was alright.
I like chatting about video games. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes, because shameless promoting is key. When life gives you lemons, make pink lemonade. Thank you all.